Okay, is everybody back?
I'm back.
Good. So we sort of started having a conversation about the NAAA and GSA meetings. I would like to put together a list of the Climate Literacy Network presentations at the NAAA meeting, and I've just started a Google spreadsheet that we can accumulate this information, because I know I asked last week, and I actually don't know if people sent me emails, but in the last hour and a half, I got about 200 emails, so it's probably better just to accumulate it in the spreadsheet. And so I'm going to, after the call, I'll send this the link out. I've made it public. Anybody with the link can go in and edit it. And you can put in all your presentations there, and then I'll have Sarah put it together in a one-pager that we can have as a flyer during the meeting. Are there any other announcements that people have?
Is this the same spreadsheet you made before, Tamara? I'm just looking at that email.
Did I make another spreadsheet?
Yeah, you did, actually, and we're all in there. I'll forward you your email you sent us.
It was on June 23rd.
No, it was June 23rd, so it was a long time
ago. Oh, that was a long time ago. That was when we were submitting them.
Yeah.
Or when we were just finding out who presented them. Okay, well.
I'll send it to you, and maybe. I think it was everyone that had gotten confirmation, though, it looks like, when I look at it.
Okay. Let's see here.
I just forwarded it back to you, so it's from Kristen Poppleton.
Okay, yeah, I see. I see. Okay, great. Well, we'll then I'll send this one out and see if people will make sure it's all up to date.
Perfect.
Great. Well, thanks. So I can just delete this one. Good. All right, so I need to send out link again. Okay, are there other announcements?
This is Alan Gould. Just came in. We're having a telecon today from a presentation by someone from NASA data, specifically about climate change.
Good.
Resources.
Hey, excuse me a second. Somebody has got, there's some noise in the background, so if you could either mute your phones or take care of that noise, that would be great. I'm sorry, Alan, go ahead.
We're having a presentation about my NASA data this afternoon, or actually it's this evening on the East Coast at 7 p.m. I sent out a message to the CLN network on this, so it's in your email from a few days ago.
Okay, great.
The guy who's presenting is Preston Lewis.
Preston Lewis?
Yeah. And Alan, that was sent out on the 21st, I see. So if people are looking for it on a date, it was the 21st. That's when I got it.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that email has the connection there. It will be recorded. But if you want to attend it live, there's a phone call connection toll free, and a website to see Preston's slides and his tour of the My NASA Data website.
Great. Are there other announcements? But one thing that I did want to let everybody know is that we have had a conversation on the Clean Pathway Project about integrating the Climate Literacy Network and Clean Community pages. And I think that we've been struggling with this for a while, but I think that we have a few ways to move forward. And so we're going to be slowly evolving things in the background for the next month or so, and hopefully we are planning to go live at the beginning of November or so. Is that right, Scott?
That's what we said.
Yeah. And the three pieces that, so we were sort of analyzing what it was about each of the two venues in which that we're very active right now, and to feature them near the top. And so our weekly telecons will be highly featured and our listservs will be highly featured. And then in the Clean Pathway Project, the professional development programs, both the undergraduate and secondary level programs will be featured. We will also integrate our calendars, and so that will be, that will enable things like, we'll have to figure out an avenue by which to make it a little bit more straightforward for presentations like yours, Alan, in which you want people to participate remotely, can be put in the calendar and can be advertised not only in the listserv like you did, but we can put it on the Facebook page and things like that to solicit maybe more participation. So that's the way we're moving. It's taken some time, but we wanted to, one of the things we needed to make clear, we wanted to highly feature the very active parts of both pieces, the clean activities and the climate literacy network, but also make the site inviting for educators, which is what the clean portal is designed to attract right now, but also serve the needs of the climate literacy network as we continue to grow. So that's where we're moving with that. The other thing that we're actively engaged in doing is contacting various climate change education funded projects now and having them give asking them to give presentations on this call. So hopefully we'll start to fill up our calendar every couple of weeks or so with a presentation from one of these groups. Are there other questions or announcements or comments?
I have a. This is Scott. I have a question. I'm curious if folks had a chance to look at the climate reality sort of 24 hours. Did people sort of have a chance to at least listen to some of it? Any sort of feelings about that initiative?
You want to describe it a bit?
This I can't even remember what date it was. Others may remember. I think it was it last week, and it was basically 24 hours of presentations from around the world. Looking, I can put my own comments on it. They really emphasize a lot about extreme events, and I certainly the section I watched and listened to, it was a little tenuous, the relationship between those extreme events and climate change, and I felt that that was something that was really lacking there, and I think other people felt somewhat uncomfortable about sort of the doom and gloom element of it and wondering how all this relates to each other. So I don't know if the other people had a chance to look at any of it or had similar or different responses.
No, I didn't.
I only watched a tiny bit of it.
Yeah, I watched about an hour of it. And I got a little frustrated with it just because of that, the level it was at. I mean, it's clearly a pretty expensive thing to be doing this, and there's certainly a lot of video, a lot of it I think was recorded, so I'm sure you can get.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure you can watch all of it on their website.
Yeah.
How long was it?
A little bit of it.
24
maybe,
hours.
I don't know, maybe 20 minutes or so. And my impression from, I don't know what you call them, the little blurbs over on the side that people were submitting,
yes,
like a chat room sort of,
right,
was that there were a lot of people who didn't know much,
yes,
who were joining in and were saying, gee, I didn't know that, I learned a lot, kind of things. But in general, my impression was that it was just little soundbite kinds of things.
Yeah.
Was this a set of presentation, or was it just an ongoing conversation?
Well, it was a set of videos and I think some talks and the little bit that I watched was, I thought, very, I don't know quite how to describe it, highly produced. I mean, slick.
Yep.
So
I watched a panel that had four or so people on it who clearly had talking points that they were,
yeah,
making.
And so I think the pattern was there was sort of a video, sometimes a fairly long video that might have been a slide presentation, and then there was sort of a panel at the end of the hour that sort of discussed a little bit of the content on that. And I think the idea was to sort of go around the globe, and these presentations were from various regions, various time zones, to get a real sort of impression of the global extent of what we've been talking about. But I don't know. I think, you know, folks like us who are pretty comfortable or familiar with this material, you know, other folks have just sort of said, I'm not quite sure what the point of this was. And that was where I got to, too. It seemed like an enormous effort. But if, Karen, you're right that, in fact, a number of people, this is really new stuff, and they got engaged in the issue, then that's a good thing. So maybe it really wasn't for us. And no one else has heard any other reports on it, sort of how many people watched it and any kind of responses to it. So, yeah, I haven't seen much either. I don't think it got a lot of press, ultimately.
There is some good commentary. I'm trying to find it. Andy Revkin wrote.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it. And it was actually really interesting because it had the perspective of one of the speakers as well.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
And being frustrated about, you know, soundbite, kind of what you're talking about. I'm trying to find that link now. It was,
it was about trying to avoid, you know, everyone was cautioned about not being political, and she felt sort of censored.
She felt sort of what?
Censored.
Yeah, it takes the blood out of it. So to speak.
Well, is somebody still looking for information here? Or?
I'll send that blog around once I find it.
Okay.
If people are interested in reading it. Oh, here it is. I found it. All right. And actually, some of the links that are included are actually really interesting as well. So I'll just send them.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
I can also let everybody know that I think it's on the, October 20th, the University of Massachusetts Lowell is going to have a climate change teach-in, which is mostly for the students on the campus, but it's advertised broadly, so anybody who happens to be in New England, invited to register. And then immediately following that is going to be, I think mostly on the 21st, is a Carbon Smarts conference on that campus that people, if the people are in the area, they may want to consider going. I will be for sure at the Carbon Smarts meeting. It depends on timing and conflicts with other things as to whether I make it to the teach-in. I went to the teach-in last year. It's an event that they do every year.
I guess an announcement that just popped to mind is that the Next Generation Standards is now moving to the next step. They've identified 20 lead state partners who have teams of folks who will contribute the state perspective or something like that to the development of the Next Generation Standards.
So since you just said that it's going to the next step, what step is it now?
Right now, it's in the hands of Achieve, and it's still fuzzy to me. It's so funny because I've been involved in various ways and still don't feel like I know what's going on. But it's in the hands of Achieve. The frameworks came out this summer. And now those frameworks are being used to form the standards around. And there are, I had heard there would be 6 to 8 lead state partners, and New York had applied to be one of those. And then when they came out with the list last week, there are 20 lead state partners, which, you know, 40% of the group being the lead strikes me as a little non-leaderly or something.
I'm getting early buy-in, I suspect.
Yeah.
Is there wide distribution of those states? I mean, what states?
Yeah, I can I can pull it up just a sec.
Minnesota, I know, is one of them.
And my understanding is that in each of those states, they're going to have workshops to get feedback and work with groups of teachers and curriculum in districts and those kinds of people, so that they really...
Are they going to be able to get... Are they going to go after input from all of the states? Or, I mean, what's the distinction of a lead state compared to the others?
Input from those 20. They're going to have workshops in those 20 states.
Yeah, and but they will still involve, they said in the announcement about this, that they would still involve, all states would have ample opportunity for input. So the 20 lead state partners are Arizona, California, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Tennessee, Vermont, Washington, and West Virginia.
So is that everybody that applied?
I don't know. And it's a
I mean, like, you got the impression that there would only be 6 to 8, and there's 20, so it seems to me that it would probably might have accepted everybody who applied.
Yeah, that may well be it. And it sounded like the application was writing a letter that was signed by the chief state school officer or whatever the title is, the head of the regents in New York State. It says in the announcement that that was what was required, was to write a letter. It does have to say in the letter that the state will strongly consider adopting the standards once they're formed.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
In what time frame are these states supposed to have these workshops?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm going to be involved, but we haven't heard yet. So,
okay.
Yes, is in the next couple of months.
In that announcement, Don, it does say that the standards are to be completed by the end of 2012. I know there was a NRC project. I think that was the time frame that Stephen Pruitt talked about.
Yeah. Now, so far in my involvement in the project, every single deadline has been missed.
Okay. So, hold a breath.
Some not by much, but some by quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. Are there other announcements or other issues people would like to discuss? I guess people are so busy getting ready for these meetings that there's not much else to think about, right?
In a couple of conference calls in the last few days, people have just been so overloaded with everything.
Right. You know, I know everybody is busy, that's for sure. And getting ready for these meetings is, they're all on top of each other. And then we have the set of 5 climate literacy sessions at AGU, which I did manage to look at the agenda. It looks like they're all going to be in the first 3 days. So anyway, so I haven't laid out when they all are yet, but I will share that with everybody in case others want to go to that meeting. So,
openings? Now, I remember there was a workshop at one point. Is that a part of that? Can people still sign up for that? Because I'm in Minneapolis here, so I can pass that on to folks around here.
Well, so that's the GSA meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the workshop that we have been planning is in Raleigh. And workshops at GSA, I don't have any idea.
Oh, okay. Because I know there is...
And we're doing a workshop that's not terribly climate related, or a short course actually the day before the conference starts. And I think people can still enroll. I hope so, because we'd like to see a few more, bigger numbers. But I'm pretty sure people can still enroll in the short courses, and certainly people can still register for the meeting and go to the meeting.
Yeah, we have at the NAAW meeting, we have that workshop, the all-day workshop on the 12th. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of people registered. I think we have only 9 or 10 people registered. So, and then they close off registration online, and but people could come and show up and then participate. So we're hoping there'll be more that way. And since it's the very first day, even our flyer, people will see it for the first time during that workshop. So that won't help solicit more people coming. It'll be on there.
Yeah, you could get it up on the CleanNet Facebook page and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We should get that up there.
The other thing that you could do is there's a K-12 interest group, and I'm wondering if sending an announcement about the workshop to the K-12 interest group and say this is especially designed for classroom teachers who are looking for resources. It could also be another announcement could be sent to the informal education interest group and say.
Do you have an email list for those groups?
No, but I could get it sent to them. It's a listserv, and I don't remember
okay.
how to access it. But if you could send me 2 prepared, blurbs.
Is this Karen?
It is.
Okay.
I would, in the next day or two, I would see if I couldn't get it sent out. Because some of those people may very well be coming to the conference. Is what I'm thinking.
Okay, great. I'll see if I can do that.
Send one for that says it will be especially useful for K-12 teachers, and another one that says it will be especially useful for.
Yeah, I'll send you one email, and I'll just include the text for each one.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Very good. So we have 3 avenues. We'll put it on the Facebook page, and we'll send text to Karen to see if she can get it out to these interest groups. Great.
That's great.
Any other comments or announcements? Okay, well, next week we do have a speaker. Travis Frank is going to be talking about the Climate Interactives. I've participated in some of his workshops before. They have some really cool tools to use to do what-if scenarios around climate change and carbon emissions and things like that. So it should be really interesting. I don't have his abstract yet, but hopefully Scott will be getting that soon and posting it. Okay, everybody, if there are no other comments or questions, remember to I will send out the link to the table we created last June, and everybody can, if they don't already have their presentation up there, they can put it there, and we'll try to get a flyer together to double-check next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Getting everything ready for next week. So.